Thank you and good afternoon. A suspicious note left by a woman on a vehicle stationed at Trinity Automotive in Willow Creek Tuesday afternoon led sheriff's deputies to the confiscation of marijuana and firearms, as well as an arrest. The note left by a woman indicated that her life was in danger and asked for help if she didn't pick up her car by Monday. The note also indicated that she was being held against her will at a Panther Road residence, and deputies obtained a search warrant for that address. Deputies were unable to locate the female at the house, however people inside said that she left on her own free will. A search turned up 3 grams of methamphetamine, 160 pounds of processed marijuana, over 270 marijuana plants, along with 4 firearms and over $5,000 in cash. Deputies also arrested 44-year-old Kenneth Richard Ash at the scene, and he was booked for various drug and firearm charges. A 2-vehicle collision on Highway 101 near Harper Ford sent 2 Eureka residents to St. Joseph's Hospital with minor injuries this morning. 22-year-old Stephanie Yang of Eureka was driving northbound on Highway 101 when 65-year-old Trudy Olson exited the Harper Ford parking lot and went into the northbound lanes. Yang's vehicle then collided into the front driver's side of Olson's vehicle. Both vehicles came to rest partially on the center median on the highway, and both were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. DUI is not considered as a factor in the crash. 24-year-old Crystal Silva was reported as missing by the sheriff's office after she left her residence on Ricks Avenue in Manila Tuesday afternoon. Silva's caretaker reported her disappearance and further stated that Silva is suffering from several disorders and had been making suicidal statements over the past few weeks. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating Silva, who was described as 5'5", 235 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. She was last seen wearing a black shirt with red feathers, black pants, and boots. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. 18-year-old McKinleyville resident Dax Brown has been identified as the victim who died during a shooting at Hammond Park in Eureka Saturday night. Eureka police are actively chasing leads and searching for witnesses who may have been at the park when the shooting occurred. That night, Brown was found unresponsive by officers and was taken to the hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Police believe that a confrontation between 2 groups of people led to the shooting, and Eureka Captain Brian Stevens said in a quote that the department is doing all they can to curtail any sort of retaliation between those involved. Every year, the California Attorney General's Office awards a certification of appreciation for those who have made a difference in their community, and this year, they'll honor 4 Eureka Neighborhood Watch captains. Nominated by Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills, Jeannie Breslin, Robert Bartley, Gene Scheffler, and Leo Sears will be honored with Citizens Appreciation Awards at a ceremony in Napa, which will be held on September 24th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Death with Dignity Act passed out of the state assembly floor this afternoon with a 43-34 vote. The bill has seen opposition from Democratic lawmakers and religious groups, and a previous version of the bill failed at the assembly floor in July. The bill would allow mentally competent, terminally ill adults to end their lives with the assistance of a doctor. Senator Susan Eggman worked closely with those who authored the bill, and she introduced some additional provisions in a newer version of this bill. She says that it's about providing someone who is suffering with a compassionate choice.
Hopefully bring some peace and relief to a lot of Californians who are waiting for this today. And again, we all remain committed to improving healthcare and healthcare outcomes. But when someone reaches the end of their life, they should be able to have the choice, the compassionate choice, at the very end to make their final mark in the way that they so choose.
The bill now heads to the Senate floor for a vote. 42-year-old Celesta Fleek, who was reported as missing by sheriff's deputies, was found Tuesday night after contacting the Arcata Police Department through a payphone. Fleek was reported as missing on Tuesday after she had been out of contact with her family since Monday, and sheriff's deputies along with a Coast Guard helicopter searched for Fleek near the Hammond Trail in McKinleyville on Tuesday. The Arcata Police Department contacted Fleek after the call was made, and she was provided a courtesy ride to Eureka. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.